News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a new report has recommended the widespread use of rapid testing in several sectors of society, including business and education. Could it be the key to reopening safely? Joining me to discuss this is Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College. You're very welcome to the show, Kingston. This is all about antigen testing. You were one of the members appointed to this report by the Minister for Health. What has your report found?
This is all about enabling business to get back in action in schools and universities safely. So currently, the diagnosis of COVID-19 is done by a PCR test, which is a fairly sophisticated test that takes some time to do. And it's the gold standard for confirming diagnosis. But there are other ways of detecting the SARS-CoV-2. And these are rapid tests, much quicker than PCR and simpler. One of them is this lateral flow test. It's like a pregnancy test where people take either a swab into the nose themselves, self-administered swab. It's not like the nasopharyngeal swab that goes down the back of your throat. Now, this is just up in your nose and you rub it around and put it into some medium, put the liquid onto the slide of this lateral flow test. And if it changes color or comes a mark comes up, and it, you know you're positive, and there'll be a control that'll show if you're negative. So that's the lateral flow test. And the other one is an in-between the PCR and this a slightly more sensitive version of testing called a LAMP test. We're using this in Trinity to routinely screen staff and students, and it can be done within a half an hour. It's a much simpler form of PCR. It also detects nucleic acid in the same way as PCR does, whereas the rapid lateral flow test the protein for the virus. The issue with that is not as sensitive, but at the peak of infection, if done often enough, it will pick up. And importantly, it will pick up asymptomatic as well as people that have symptoms. People with symptoms would normally be tested by PCR, but this is about taking out people that are infected that wouldn't otherwise know that they're infected.
Now, you recommended the introduction of antigen testing, and it was supported by four members of the six-person group, but there was a split there between the experts. Why the split?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there were six members of the group and four of us. Mark Ferguson, who chaired the group, Paddy Mallon, infectious disease consultant from UCD, and Mary Horgan, president of the Royal College of Physicians, and myself were the four that were unanimously, of the view that our recommendations were the correct ones. There were two other members that weren't, bought into all the measures that we were proposing, and you'll have to ask them yourself why they didn't buy into it. I can't speak for them.
But what are the concerns about it? Because we know there are concerns because the government has chosen so far not to bring them in when we're seeing them in use in other countries.
Well, that's not true, actually. They're already being used in meat factories, and the HSC are implementing
on a smaller scale. But the likes of the UK, where we're seeing teachers using them before going back into the classroom.
Exactly, and that's what's going to happen here. Mm. I mean, the minister is fully behind this, and last night I heard the HSC people saying clearly that they were going to implement this. Henry said last night that the HSC would implement them. So I think that certainly the HSC are coming round to the idea that these should be done on a wider scale than just in meat processing units. So there's a huge benefit to this. It's all about enabling businesses to get back in action safely. So some business are already using them. So they didn't need the HSC or the government to tell them that it was a good idea. They figured it out for themselves. Mm. And now, you know, what's hopeful is we're going to be able to recommend some of the tests that were on the market weren't particularly accurate. There are ones that have been validated and shown to be very sensitive, not as sensitive as PCR, but if done often enough, would pick up positive.
And that argument about sensitivity, Kingston Mills, that you're not picking them up in a large percentage of cases there.
So small percentage.
You 30 to 50% is that correct?
No, it's not. It depends on the test, and it depends on where it was done. The early data with these tests were poor because a lot of them hadn't been validated. But the UK in particular, Public Health England, have done a lot of work on this, and we had conversations with some of the leading people in Public Health England during our deliberations for the report. And it's clear that they have now identified in the UK certain tests that are very, very sensitive and that they're now recommending. So when the test is done by a person, and there was a pilot study done in Liverpool where they either allowed people to do it themselves, the lateral flow tests, or it was done by a professional. When it was done by people themselves, it was picking up about 60% of cases that were positive. But when it was done by professionals, that number increased over 80 up to 90%. So even if you miss out 10 or 15% of people that are positive, you're taking out a huge number of people that otherwise wouldn't be tested.
Okay.
And then they get go and confirmed by PCR. And so it's absolute win-win situation.
Win-win situation. How soon can it happen?
I mean, we've said it should happen as quickly as possible. So I think what will happen is that you'll have a number of pilot studies. It's already happening in universities. And we're doing it in Trinity. It's been done in Galway. Cork and UCD are also implementing it. So it's happening there. It's happening in some businesses already. It's happening in the meat processing factories. In the nursing homes for visitors, for example, is the next step that could be used for. And then in the schools, which will be trickier. But that can happen. And it certainly should happen before too long. And hopefully in all the other third level institutes in Ireland.
Okay, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin, Kingston Mills, thank you for joining us this morning.